Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
So this notice really helps clarify what is required by producers on a farm in making their elections between the ARC individual coverage and then either ARC county coverage or PLC. And of course, if all the growers on a farm elect the individual coverage under ARC, then all of the commodities are enrolled in that one program and there are no further decisions to be made.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Then that decision is made on a covered commodity by covered commodity basis on each farm. And so for whatever crop basis are on a farm, either ARC County or PLC is chosen.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
For those farms that have generic base now, which used to be cotton base acres, for those farms, the producers must elect either ARC County or PLC for all 21 covered commodities which could potentially be planted on that farm. Even if there's no history of growing some of these crops and probably no anticipation of them being produced on that farm, FSA is still asking that producers elect whether they want PLC or ARC County for each of the 21 commodities that are eligible so that in the event they are planted on those generic base acres, they would be enrolled in the appropriate program.